Yavakanya.
And those that are eternal Nitya. So, amongst the...
We have something discussed about 5 or 6 days before all this.
Oh, someone else.
In our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here? Jautiki.
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 Jautiki. Jautiki, no?
A Jautiki.
First the Jautiki.
A Jautiki.
Then a Jautiki.
A Jautiki.
In a group. And
those who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one or in groups of 2 or 3 in the land of Raja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into 2 groups. Prachina.
Prachina.
Prachina. And Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for a long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have come. Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of human, demigoddess, or other mothers. And then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. So I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be, it not may be. If you are practicing, and only we want to be the maid servant of Kishori Radhika. We don't want anything. Only that thing. Krishna come, will come. He said, what do you want? I want to be Radha Dasha. I want to be Rukmini Dasha. No. You should be the servants of but no gopis?
No.
Deva Kanya are any gopis? Not gopis. Sadhak minds that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should you not take this post? Then he takes that post. Then Krishna takes it. Next. But these are chains.
Steps.
But very slowly. And those who go direct, they don't quotes and quotes, lakhs and lakhs, what can go. But I will be only that. Not less than that. So much grief. Then they will have your Jan and Jyoti. And there they will have association with Nitya Siddha. And they accordingly Rasa and every Vila.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important.
Rama Samhita, I have also given what Krishna
said. Very good. We have one, I am telling of that. This one after Bhakti Thakur Tika, we have discussed.
It's in our
Bhagavad. Of Kanta Shloka.
29th chapter, text 9 and 10.
Kanta Shloka.
Nine and ten. Text 9 and text 10.
in the Rasa Leela, in the 9th or 10th.
About the different types of
Gopis. Bhuta Subha. Bhuta Subha. Tibra Vigaha Tap Bhuta Subha. That is, there are two slopes.
About the different types of Gopis.
And this should be taken. Jiva Goswami has also given, but this is very.
Yes, Jiva Goswami has given slightly different explanation. What number is that text?
Number 10.
8 and 9.
Yes, 8 and 9. Okay. This is Shloka Vishnu Mati that we have clearly written all this. He has also cleared his there that in Jautaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many, they were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, their practices came to low degree. But when they saram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be puppy. They were only praying that Krishna may or puppy. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a gopi next time. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasa Leela. But those who have children and affection for children, those who have been associated with their husbands, they could not go. And they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna pastimes. So they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Rasa. But their husbands
stopped.
And they were separated from their Munmaya Deha, not leaving their this body, taking with their body. Only Munmaya Bhava was that Bandhan were all cut off. What Bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my everything. All connection, all affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. You know, could you take water? आप लोग लेंगे went with his physical body to grow alone. But it is stated in Narad Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, he went to Vaikuntha. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sei kale Krishna kare kare atma samarpan. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamaya. Have you read this thing? Sei deha tar kare chidanandamaya. When a man takes initiation of Gopal Mantra from Gayatri or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time, Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna does the sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna chinmay. And he makes them chinmay. But not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's gunmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing. And gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta dev becomes whole chinmay. But he has to left it. Anyhow, whether anyone can see or not. Because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
In this body. In the in dusron ki drishti mein.
Second.
Others vision. Sadharan. There was no sadhar. They said that with this body, physical body he is going. But actually it was not.
Pandavas
also. Same thing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Kirtan for BC. Always this. Material is here and physical body is here. And immortal Krishna Sevav Payogi. Sarir se ko chala jata.
So I think we will stop now. We all have to every day go back at a certain time. He's staying at our Guru Maharaj's Radha Damodar room, so we must make offering. We're all so maybe we will at this time stop each day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could like tomorrow we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject and we will discuss.
Okay.
Some points should be
key topics.
Key topics. And then we will discuss about it.
So tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Okay. Chapter 33.
33.
We can outline the subject matter.
And we may come 9:15. No problem.
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan Roshana.
So when you are there, can we come there, or better not?
In evening I can do that.
No, but we can go there.
Yeah.
We can see you there.
Yeah.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow. We'll...
Yes, tomorrow you are here.
Tomorrow we are here.
It's very difficult. But when you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastimes, it's much more visible in our minds. becomes much easier to see in this association. But ours, myself.
All is grace of your Gurudev and my Gurudev. If you have not met, nothing was done. We are in hell, but Gurudev took us from hell and he has sent in Mathura, Vrindavan and given so beautiful things. So you are for all time you are really indebted to them. And our Guru Parampara also. If Rupa Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy, but now we feel their mercy.
By reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them.
Certainly. अरे तो कुछ दिया ना तेरा
how the worshippers of Radharani, followers of Radharani, they feel
loudly.
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasyam, how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
Yes.
He
wants to hear your answer.
Explained that Lalita, Vishakha, and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels, simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and being with Srimati Radharani. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanum, Sambandhanum, you know?
Yes.
The meaning of Kamanum, want Krishna. That is common as gopis. So every gopis, every Raghunatha, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. But secondly, no phal bhoga kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhog, kind of bhog. So, they never want. So they want to be Sakhi, Sevika or Srimati Radhika. Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and all the Rupanandi Vaishnavas want to serve Srimati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By the Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna both.
Through Radhika.
Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more
pleasurable.
So that is the idea of Radha Nuga Krishna. Understand? Clear? So the answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from Naveen. Yesterday he brought up one question about the describes how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and one third Dwarka, one third Mathura, and one third Vrindavan. Now, where is, and out of those, it is Pati and Upapati relationship. So what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kubja.
Kubja is Samanya. So it does not come in the line of Swaki or Pati. Only Samanya. Samanya means not a Visheshagati. You don't want the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desires there.
But she does not want any another person. So it has counted in others. Samanya. Only for this virtue.
So then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka? And where is the example of Pati?
Well, Pati, Krishna is Pati of Satyabhama Rukmini. But the wives of other Jadavas who are newly married, if they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati. Mathura.
That means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So, the desire came
to Pati in Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura, yeah, to kill Krishna.
That's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is Bhakti Pati in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi, Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura.
And Pati in Vrindavan?
Somewhere in Purans it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
Marriage took place
in Mathura. Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura.
And I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati and Vrindavan.
Those who serve Katyayani, some of them. Not a real Pati, but like Pati.
Yes.
By
oh, as one example.
Some gopis, not
the mood is like
mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they yet want that Krishna will be
they have
that idea, abhinan.
They pray to Katayana.
And Krishna himself recognizes them. So they knew as the abhiman that Krishna is also always there. But not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva?
You told us, yes.
And Jayavadharma is also there. He knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about. He
has remembrance more than me. I forget everything, but he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They were group leaders.
Yeah, so
but they do not have any abhiman that they are group leaders. But yet they were. Eight Sakhivar, Naika. And Dalitan Gan, Vishakha Gan, Chitra Gan, and eight Sakhi. And more than this, Anand Manjari. No, actual. They wanted to meet Radhani Krishna. But Bhatra, Shyamala,
Pali,
no. Pali Sabdha like Vishakha of Samyavad. No cover of teacher, go happy test. Pichu.
We read in Pujana Nalamani that the relationship of Subal and Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis, and knowing that he was, it was very deep like that. So what is, how
Krishna used to send Subal.
Yes.
To do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow, by Ishara means, by any was that he should come. Ishara maine ki hai re? Ishara.
Indication.
Hidden. Indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, tells to Radhika. Not directly. Not going there, anyhow, by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika. Krishna wants to meet her. Madhur madhura nishayam jyotu rut bhasitayam simpa kusam suvasa klipta karpunga bhusa subala sukham iteta subala sakha iteta dutika nasthasta. In Purna Chandra, Panchandana Purnima, wearing white dress, white everything, white pillar, everything, Mukha white, no manjeev, no manjeev.